welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 24th comes from Deuteronomy 29. In Deuteronomy 29 through 30, Moses renews Israel's covenant with Yahweh one final time before his death. First, just as he had done at the beginning of Deuteronomy, Moses recounts the gracious provisions of Yahweh through Israel's history in Deuteronomy 29, verses 2 through 9. This historical prologue sets the context of Yahweh's covenant by reminding Israel once again that grace, not law, came first. Second, Moses points out the fullness of the congregation standing before him. He says in Deuteronomy 29, verses 10 through 11, "You are standing today, all of you, before the Lord your God, the heads of your tribes, your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the sojourner who is in your camp." No one was excluded from this covenant, so it would be everyone's responsibility to watch vigilantly for any tribe or even any person whose heart began to turn from worshiping Yahweh to worshiping other gods, in Deuteronomy 29, verse 18. Such people were bitter roots whose influence would bear poisonous fruit for the nation of Israel, Deuteronomy 29, verse 18, leading the entire nation into the covenant curses, Deuteronomy 29, verses 20 through 28. Third, Yahweh's covenant extended beyond that first generation. Moses explains in Deuteronomy 29, verses 14 through 15, "It is not with you alone that I am making this sworn covenant, but with whoever is standing here with us today before the Lord our God, and with whoever is not here with us today." Just as that generation was inheriting the covenant promises that Yahweh had sworn to their fathers, Deuteronomy 29, verse 13, so the generations after them would inherit the covenant too. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he prayed something similar by asking his Father to bless not only his disciples, but future generations as well. In John 17, verse 20, we read this, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." The covenant he was making through his broken body and shed blood was not for his disciples alone, but also for subsequent generations who believed in him through their eyewitness accounts of his crucifixion, death, resurrection, and ascension. Passing down God's covenant to our children is perhaps our most urgent task in this world. Even though we know that Jesus has taken our covenant curses so that we might receive his covenant blessings, it is nevertheless the case that anyone who spurns God's covenant by spurning the Son of God will face a more severe punishment. Hebrews 10, verses 26 to 31. Let us therefore keep vigilant watch among ourselves and among those in our midst, exhorting anyone who says in his heart, "I shall be safe though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart," since this will lead to the sweeping away of moist and dry alike, according to Deuteronomy 29, verse 19. May God have mercy on us and on our children for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters, go to discipleshipbook.com.